This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man. Man.
Are we started?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how we start.
My man, Young Jew in the building.
Jeez.
Nanny Young Jew.
There go that man.
What's up? My man here. Y'all already know what it is. Where my little fucking note shit at? Y'all already know what it is, man. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order Podcast. Did we skip a week? We're back now. So
what notes?
That's all up. Interview questions for me?
Oh, no. Intro shit. Random Order Podcast by 4IE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy, the most handsome man. We're here. Yo, Kawhi, please, man, please. Okay, get through this shit. All right.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's your boy, Baby Trey. Wow. Let me do that one more time because I didn't even. Oh, yeah, we should get that too. Let me do that one more time because I was not expecting that.
Bro, you act like you do stuff on your computer, but you're not.
I'm actually, nigga, I'm opening mad links right now.
Okay.
I get the last one opened is Epic Short Beef Short Ribs Grilled.
Perfect.
It's your boy, man. Baby Trey, man. That's hard.
Yeah, biggest baby in the game, biggest man. The only baby with a beard.
Yeah.
This is the first baby with a beard, man.
Is that even possible?
The chocolate one?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yo, you see my energy.
You know what it is, man.
It's giving me trouble.
Let's score Raptors energy.
Let's score Raptors, you know?
Tighten with this.
Julian's in trouble with his mic.
Let's go Raptors. Let's go Raptors.
Yo, my man Young Juwop in the building, man. You know what it is. At this point in time, we are unsure if Kawhi is staying in Toronto or not.
Yeah.
And we're scared.
Yeah.
And I'm sweating partly because it's very fucking hot in here.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You are fucking sauna. Sauna.
Holy shit.
Am I glistening like that? I'm glowing and shit?
Nah, yeah, you're not glistening like that.
Nah,
you're glistening.
I'm trying not to move.
Oh, yeah.
To be like that.
Glazed right now.
I'm starting to go
crazy.
Now
that you pointed it out, nigga.
You're sweating over.
Chels, give me a towel. You know you have a nice shirt on. Hey, give me a towel. Give me a shirt.
I'm mostly sweating because I think Kawhi's leaving. I'm fucking scared.
No effects.
Yeah, man.
I got faith in my guy. I feel like, you know, he's a stand up dude. You know,
I'm gonna stand up and go to LA, nigga.
But here's my thing, though. It's like,
talk to the mic, boss.
Here's my thing.
Or just move it close to you. All right, go ahead.
What's your thing, bro?
I mean, let him know the thing, nigga. Fuck.
This is my thing. Do me one more favor, though. Turn the box.
Yeah, and do well, sorry, one thing.
I told you some shit's going on here.
Yep. Okay, so
yeah, just a random order is like
just flat. Turn
fix that.
It.
Yeah,
so
fix that.
And yeah, then, so it's straight.
Yeah.
No, and then fix your headphones a little bit.
Yeah,
I think we're good. We're good.
Yo, get your shirt. Fix your shirt a little bit.
Actually, yeah. Adjust the shirt. And then
you got too much neck on one side.
Yeah.
No, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah. I look like a fucking toddler when my neck is out
and one side too much. I feel naked when a little bit of my neck's out.
I feel like I need an undershirt or some shit.
So what?
Or a turtleneck under that. What's your thing?
Facts. A bunch of shit. Chiropractic videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean
yeah,
for the Raptors?
Yeah, you got a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Raptors, man, we won, bro. It's like, you see the shirt, you see the towel.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really get greedy with the shit. If he leaves, he leaves. If we don't win next year, we don't win next year. We did it, right?
No.
We lasted 24 years without a championship. We got it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope and pray for some more. But if he doesn't stay, he doesn't stay. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I hear that, man.
Because people are going to be so mad if he leaves. They're going to burn jerseys.
No,
and shit.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think they're going to do it.
Rhea Nate's going to hold it down. But yeah,
I think this is going to be a one video because, you know, it's always a waste.
I mean, I would do it.
just
low key, like, it's because, you know, we're actually from the city where someone's leaving. It's like, yo,
have you never wanted to be a part of that?
It's kind
of
funny.
Have you never seen him burning LeBron jersey? I've always wanted to burn some
shit. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna like put the jersey down and like do the whole put gas on it, lighter, and then like
light it.
Put a little piece of paper. JK, thanks, Kwai.
Whack.
Yeah, I'm some real Canadian.
Yeah,
baby.
I'm happy with what he did, and I feel like we've been saying this.
Yeah, but back to back would be pretty nice.
It'd be sick, and so back to back, nice. And so would nice. $40 million. But you know, it's just life, Curdy.
Who's giving 40 M's?
Eesh, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to find. No, because look, my theory is it's hard to find Kawhi. It's hard to find. Like, it's hard to find a player like him.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So he wants to go over. You guys see what I'm saying?
Okay, turn it around. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I was fucking hoping I would. Anyways, what we guys saying?
Man, you know what it is, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Out here.
How's New York?
It was cool. It's pretty chill. Yeah, it's pretty chill. Mm. I like loaded up some food places I want to go to, and I went. I got a chopped cheese.
You loaded
them
up.
Of course. Yeah, I loaded them up in my like save shits. I started using Google Maps instead of Maps. Sorry, Apple.
Bro, I hate people that do that.
Google Maps is way better.
You like Google Maps?
Nah, I like the Apple one.
Trust me, I was like that. But
because he even like pinch it and shit.
Yeah,
you can pinch it.
They got to pinch.
You got to press arrows in the corner to like do shit.
Nah, and you can like you can fucking.
I mean, who cares? What's the difference?
Because I was about to tell you, but I
break it down.
Because you can like read.
I would literally about just break that down. Actually,
yeah, you can read reviews on places you're about to go to.
It
gives you a better directions with traffic. So if they're saying, yo, this route's crazy, like, yo, you should probably take here, and they'll tell you why.
So let's both that's crazy. Put our phones to your house right now.
We'll both. Okay. I'll meet you there.
I'll be there.
I'll use Wazzy or whatever.
You see what I'm saying? Wazzy. Waze. I heard people use Waze.
Bro, I tell you when the feds are around the corner.
They got me.
Yeah,
that's the best one then.
Yo, that should be the only app. That should come with the phone, nigga.
Yeah, it does tell you when the feds are. Yeah.
Just me.
So why is the red light that not the best one for everyone? That's sick.
You know?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, Waze is pretty sick. But you know what? It's so done some weird shit before. Like,
I've seen how the drivers get lost and shit.
Yeah, huh?
So I'll be telling it's police like walking thing. On a horse. It's like, oh shit, watch out, is a horse police around the corner?
Yeah, because it's other people that are on the app that push it in.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a
really community based thing. It's, you gotta snitch. That's why I don't use that. That's why I'm really on that app.
Started with that.
Yeah. And to confirm, there's a fucking hawk in Toronto.
Oh, you saw it, right?
No, me and you fucking looked it up, and they're like,
did we talk about it on the podcast?
We talked about it.
We didn't confirm on the podcast.
Yeah, we didn't. This is me confirming.
Oh, okay, this is it.
Oh, there's like a fucking eagle like in the fucking water of Toronto. The other
you said
day.
You saw one behind my head, right?
Yeah. See, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I saw the other day too. I forgot. I saw that. Yeah.
Scared me.
KD going over the fucking Nets.
Tell them what happened this morning in ball. That's more important.
Hmm?
Tell them what happened this morning in basketball. It's much more important.
I came home from a flight. I was. Last night, I was going. What? How you doing? I'll tell you what I did yesterday. Since you
opened the door to the basketball court,
so I opened the door to the bar last night. Right, my slime Meech is in New York.
Oh, word.
So me and him doing what we do July 4th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We were getting twisted. We went to this J. Cole thing. It was really nice. And then we said, yo, let's go to a bar somewhere more intimate where we can talk. You know, we was slizzed up.
And then you got to the basketball.
And then I had an early flight. So
that's the wrong story.
Touching my thigh.
So I had an early flight.
I'm not asking about that.
So yeah, like, no, because I'm going to get there. So like, basically, I had an early flight. So I was leaving like, 5, I had to leave the house. My flight was at 7.
Okay.
So I got in at like, I got in at 3 a.m., packed my bags, slept
time
for...
Time to get to the court?
Slept for like maybe 30 minutes after I was done packing.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up, went to the airport.
Gave you chances,
couldn't really sleep.
I gave you chances.
Rough sleep on the airport. The airplane, the aeroport.
He's lying. He's making shit up.
And then I came home at like 10. I'm like, I was texting Julian. I'm like, yo, you up? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yo, I don't really want to go to sleep because I feel like I'll be out the whole day. Mm-hmm. Kind of tired. Didn't really eat. I was hungry and famished.
Just a basketball talk or a fucking vlog?
Just talking with my friends.
Tuned in, too. Like I'm really listening.
Yeah, Sheldon. So I was tired. You can only imagine how fucking exhausted I am at this point, carrying bags, ordering Ubers. You know when someone explains some shit? Ordering Ubers. And I'm like, yo, Julian, maybe we should play some basketball, you know?
Oh, so you brought it up.
Yeah. Because I'm just like, yo, I'm chilling right now. I'm very tired, but I'd rather play some basketball with my friend rather than sleeping, right?
Okay.
So then we went downstairs and we played a couple games. shot the ball around like 100 times, was it, buddy? 100 times around the courts, okay. Testing our shooting skills and whatnot. Yeah, we counted. Yeah, we did all right.
That part was the truth.
Is that like in shots or just shots, period?
It was like 20, it was like five shots from each spot, from five different spots. And we did it. We did it. Yeah, we did it 25 times.
What was a percentage?
Four times. Oh. 25 shots, four times.
15 out of 25.
Oh, yeah, I had 100
shots.
Each.
15 out of 25?
Yeah, 100 each.
You did four out of 25.
Huh? How much did I get?
Four, nigga.
No, the total. Because why I hit 4 out of 25 is I was really tired. Really tired.
You did 4 out of 25. I did 15 out of 25.
And what I do my last round, nigga?
Nah, you did 14 the last one.
You know what I'm saying? Boost back up. Nah, we played a couple games and beat me.
Say it, man.
I said it, nigga.
You lost?
I said niggas played a couple fucking games. Nigga.
You about to press a button?
Okay.
That's all it is, man. The first step is acceptance. Good though. He's good. He's getting good. He's getting better at basketball. You can tell he's been working on his game a little bit. It's crazy
because after the last podcast, right? We were talking.
Last episode.
Yeah, last episode we did. Yeah. We were shooting the shit. I just got home, dude.
Was he talking shit?
Javon says to me, he's like, yo, like. He goes to me, do you think you could beat Julian? And I'm like, I don't know. I honestly can't say I can for sure, you know?
You're crazy.
And Javon goes, well, I can.
First off, he's crazy for that, right?
At least he didn't say yes or no. He said, yeah, he can.
Yeah.
On the podcast?
No, I said off the podcast.
But I said, yes, I can. And he said, why is my reason? I'm like, because I've beaten him before. Today, we played good games. But I'm telling him, I told him off the rip. I'm like, yo, I'm tired. He almost dropped me, too. My legs were done. Like, I had no legs.
Okay, all right. You said that already.
Yeah, so I was tired. So of course you won all you seven beat
me,
games. But
when you beat me, it's not really like a. Jermaine, help me out. How do you talk? How do you say it? You know, someone does something to you and it's just like
yeah, you did it.
Yeah, you did it, but you didn't really do it.
Yeah, that was like when we were playing ball with Faitana.
Yeah,
you won.
Literally,
yeah.
Why am I agreeing to the shit? What the fuck?
Yeah, it is.
Damn, all right. If that's what it is,
it is.
I just thought, okay, one, if niggas is sweating and niggas is saying, come on, when they miss shots, I'm like, yeah, I think you're pretty into it.
Who said that? Me?
This nigga. You see how quick this
was? Wait, what does it have to do? I don't get it.
So he's not supposed to be into it?
Yeah, I don't get it. The baby.
What? I'm saying you kill. Like when Faitana was beating me, bro. Like my pants were sagging. I was trying to beat you and shit. Bro, I was playing serious.
So you're talking under your breath.
Yeah.
So we're both being serious.
Ooh, yeah, I'm being serious.
None of us were playing serious that day.
Yeah, against Faitana. Okay, yeah. Back to Faitana. Yeah,
like Faitana's actually nice though.
Yeah, he's nice.
He is. Nice. But like, just
he's actually nice.
Yeah.
You know,
they hailed for the audio.
Yeah. It's just, you know,
Faitana is actually better than Toronto is.
Yeah, for sure.
Shut the fuck
he
up.
He is, though.
No, oh, shit. What the fuck, for real?
He is.
No, he is. He is.
He is.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say, like,
I can't take this.
Bro, Javon does weird shit, bro.
Like, I'm not trying to diss Toronto. I'm just trying to give Faitana some fucking love right now. Like, he's good. Toronto's good. But he's better than he is.
Yeah.
So, Javon's here. Faitana would be, like, right here if Javon's.
Nah, look. What?
Javon's here.
Yeah.
Where's Faitana at?
What?
Up.
You see that look he just gave me?
Nah, because try to be nice. Yeah, right there. Put your hand up quick. You did? They're thinking nice. They're thinking nice. Nice, man. Trevon's nice too, though, bro. I'm not trying to trash a nigga. Trevon's nice.
Too. Nah, that's fine. That's fine. I'll go one on one with Faitana seven games and win all seven.
Holy shit. That's how I did to you
that's
today.
Cap.
Exactly.
But it was eight games, actually.
That's cap.
Yeah, we played a lot of games.
That's cap.
Nah. We can do it. Niggas talk too reckless on here. I'm about to take it to
bro,
the streets.
Bro, I'm ready to see Javon one-on-one, bro. Like, I'm ready.
Javon will crush you.
No, I've already beaten him. Man, oh, I've already beaten him.
In the fucking court,
in
I was
jeans,
not playing,
my
bro.
Nigga.
No, jeans is an advantage. Come on. I've seen niggas power up in jeans.
Jeans? Nah, you should not. No one in jeans should beat you.
Exactly.
If it does,
no, nigga. If
Bouchelle's
like, yo, you know you're at a disadvantage, so you go fucking hard, nigga. Like, yo, I'm in jeans, and you decide to play. Yo, you have to be a fucking
different. And he was serious. Shells was playing in the jeans where he pulled them all the way up, but
no,
still had a perfect circle around
you're
his waist.
So
I'm about
you're
to say,
a fucking liar.
Yes, you like did.
A skinny nigga wearing
sagging. You know,
skinny niggas in jeans.
Skinny dark.
I wear my pants on my waist.
Yeah.
I wear my pants on my waist.
Skinny dark skin niggas in jeans and no shirt is dangerous.
I had a shirt on though.
No, you didn't.
And it was a rap.
Y'all should jean hoop. Nah, they'll settle all this, nigga.
Fat niggas are immobilized when they got jeans on, bro. Like him in jeans, you could probably do anything.
Yeah.
Like me and I
can't. What?
I can just walk and that's it.
Right, yo, I
might jog maybe, but that's it.
I remember when I was a fucking kid and I was sick. And I got the fucking jean rub on my thighs.
I'm like, I was about to say, I chafe and jean. Jean
rub? Nigga, when it's hot. Yeah.
Yo, nigga, I don't know how niggas in Texas wear jeans.
What?
You're skinny, bro. You can't relate. Come on, bro.
Yo, my fucking thighs used to chafe, nigga. Especially when I had jeans.
Bro, burning sometimes. You want to cry walking home and shit.
And I have to walk home. Bro, yeah, I used to walk like a cowboy, nigga.
Yeah.
Bro,
only way to do it.
Bro, there's so many tricks.
Put a water fountain down my pants. I need a fucking trick with some water on my thighs.
Yo, there's so many tricks, bro, that fat niggas got to do to survive, bro. Like, you don't understand. Like,
yeah, I don't. I'm sorry.
A lot of shit you got to think about. Like, imagine anxiety that gives you as a little kid.
Trust me.
Like, bro, the wind's blowing. You fucking better turn around, nigga. Or do this.
Or hold this out. Yeah.
Bro, there's so many things, bro. It's so many things.
Or I had that shit a lot. I'm going to get myself bad. Huh? I had all the secrets.
Oh, I was an excellent.
I think it wasn't that hard for
person
me.
Cover upper. Then you know.
Crazy. I was thick, but anyways, yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, I used to get home with a rash with it.
Yeah, bro.
Apologize, you have to go through that.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm not even mad at it.
So back to the jeans thing. You should have won in jeans, but I just wasn't.
You should have won in jeans. Honestly, I think I think probably more times than not, Tron probably beat you 1-on-1.
I will. You won't. Fuck the shit. I'm sending this shit up.
I kind of want you to
just
be
see
him.
Niggas. See,
I'll win. I know court. I'll win, bro.
No,
yo, bro, play and put it in the episode of the podcast.
Honestly, let's do it. We'll cut it quick.
Yeah.
We'll cut it
right now. Bro. Nighttime hooping, nigga.
I'm with it, bro. These floors look at fuck
my legs
up.
Are like noodles right now. Holy but Shells, on a hardwood floor,
bro, we'll do
brother,
it.
Well, trust me. Trust me. Yep. Even if I have to just go post you up each time and just do it.
I'm putting my money over here.
Because once you
miss, I want Shells to win, but I'm putting my money.
If I had 10 bones.
And then I'll
see Faitana. Where are you putting the money?
If I had 10 bones in my hand,
where are you putting it? Where are you putting it?
It's okay, man. I already know, bro.
Where are you putting it? I'm putting 10 bones right here.
In this general vicinity, I might.
Holy shit. That's 20 bones over here. I've never, ever seen it. Jermaine pick Trevon in basketball.
I love it, bro. Yeah, I love crazy. It.
Yo, you've never
my
done
guy,
that.
Though. Oh, my God. That's my it. Fucking guy, though.
You've never picked this nigga ever in basketball.
And hold on. Do it. In all seriousness, me versus Faitana. We're going to switch the subject right after this. You're putting your bones over there.
Yeah. I'm putting my bones
over.
Yeah. That gives me fuel.
It depends.
These guys bring you to the world and want you out.
It depends how long the game is.
Bro, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If it's a game to 5, Faitana's winning. If it's up to 11, Trevon's going to win.
Nah.
It depends how long the game is.
I'm on my Kawhi shit.
I see Faitana get fucking tired on the ball court.
That's cap.
I've seen a man get tired on the ball court.
Y'all saw this mother...
Yeah.
He's what? Coming back, eh?
Coming back. Nigga, get it back. No matter. I'm right here. Holler at me.
Been headed.
I just don't get it, bro.
But I'll beat all you niggas.
Just don't get it.
I'll beat all you niggas 1-on-1. Put money up.
Yeah, if I had 17 bones and 32 cents.
Yeah, that's right. That's my guy.
Yeah. 17.32. Yeah, that's a lot.
Y'all watch chiropractor videos?
Nigga. No. Yo, what? You need to see that shit.
Nah. Bro.
And I didn't know it was that.
So I've been off social media. Niggas asking where I'm at. One thing I was doing was watching chiropractor videos.
I noticed a spike in chiropractor videos views when you fucking hopped off Instagram.
One thing I was doing was that
all these shits got millions, nigga.
I was filming Naked and Afraid. That's gonna come out later this year.
Jeez, y'all look out for that, man.
Wait, what is this?
Huh?
What is that?
Discovery Channel show Naked and Afraid.
I never actually watched an episode.
Wait, what is that?
Niggas it's a naked show where afraid, I survived in the wild for 21 days naked.
You didn't do that for real?
I did. That's where I was at. Bro, whatever. You'll see next season. Anyways, chiropractor videos, fucking crazy shit, right?
Things I can picture him doing it.
Dog, I'm being serious.
Yo, if anyone at this table did Naked and Afraid, I'll be like, I probably
Julian.
Right, did it. It's fucking killing rats and making fires with twigs. Sick shit.
Nigga, I'll hold it down in a while. Let me tell you that, first off.
Will you?
I'll hold it down. Yo, I'm fucking crafty as shit. I'll tie sticks together and fucking...
Nah, I'm done.
I'll start a fire. Yeah, Shells is done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, you're probably
done. Night two?
You be yakking shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna be puking.
You're gonna be throwing up.
Yeah, you'll be fucking
Miami's not for everybody.
Yeah, no.
Shells has to survive. You couldn't survive like downtown Miami.
With
clothes on.
And a wild money?
Bro.
And with money.
I get migraines and I had to throw up. That's what the
migraine. Yo, I've never heard about a migraine throw up.
Google it.
I've never heard about a migraine throw up.
Bro, the doctor needs to
tell me that.
Yo, Shells.
Exactly. Faitana knows.
Throw up?
That's why I'll beat both y'all niggas.
As soon as I threw up, I was straight.
I knew it. That's why I'll beat both y'all niggas.
Vomited on the court.
Scott said, as soon as you threw up, you're straight. Bro, we were driving for a minute with your head out the window.
Bro, you're yakking for a minute.
You're lying. You're lying. You're lying.
And we got women.
How long were we driving?
Shells, dude.
Bro, a fucking time.
Drop a pin right now.
Bro, I didn't fucking.
Bro, a long time.
Sheldon. Yo, let's be.
What else is new?
Yo, let's be truthful for like 5 seconds.
Your voice is cracking. How long have you been going? I've been chilling the whole time.
Bro.
Look, Sheldon.
We're in down, Sheldon. We're in South fucking Beach. There's
all of us, nigga. All of us was there.
There's traffic. That's why open
that's
all
it
worse. React, bro.
That's the worst.
What are you talking
bro,
about?
Really moving,
okay, so look, heads up. Hold on, heads up. Bro. If you're riding with Sheldon, if Sheldon is in your car and you're in traffic, just keep the door unlocked and the childproof off.
There must be some shit.
Because this nigga may be yakking.
And in short bursts. Actually, I rated him. He didn't throw up in my car, though.
I'm a responsible throw up.
You didn't throw up my car.
I can hail you for that.
I've been living like this my life.
Bro, you threw up for a long time. Like, from South Beach to where the house was.
It was fucking quick.
Tell the story.
30 seconds.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
It was funny just because, like, meanwhile, when
you're. Bro, it was just it was a crazy fucking 24 hours.
Tell the story, first. Just when he was throwing up, I heard a couple, fucks.
I was sitting beside him in the back, bro. I heard that shit.
Nigga, what the fuck?
I felt like I had to rub your back, bro.
Shit is forcefully coming out of my body.
Fuck. It's gonna come out anyways. Like, you're gonna say, oh, fuck.
Bro.
There's a big ass mosquito flying here.
Holy shit. I heard a couple of.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to be a human being. That's it.
All right. Julian, tell the story. We'll tell the story.
All right, man, here.
And y'all picture this.
It's barely a story, actually. But go ahead.
I would start from the beach.
Okay, that's a story then.
So first off, this is
no matter how far back you start.
This is a long, long time ago, right? Long time. So me and Jermaine, we're on the beach in jeans and shit. Jeans.
Oh, yeah, speaking of jeans, nigga.
Me and Jermaine were on the beach with some jeans, shoes. I appreciate you for that. Jeans, shoes, whatever. I fell asleep on the beach. Fucking sunburn. Jermaine watched me fall asleep on the beach getting sunburned. So we call Trevon. Trevon comes with shells. See the little Civic pull up. Shout out that Civic. One time for the Civic. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, I didn't know where it is, man.
How does it go? Someone else is finishing now.
I picked this nigga up. So meanwhile, while these niggas is there, me and Shells is in the whip. And I'm just like, yo, you trying to roll with me? And he's just like, yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? So I'm like, whatever. He gets in the car and the whole time his hand is on his forehead like this. Audio listeners,
shit. Oh, he did so let's paint the pictures. Index and thumb on the forehead.
Index and thumb.
Both temples.
On both, and squishing together.
There's an index, thumb, temple squeeze going on.
But the fingers are touching. This, like, it was all squished together. Skin was all in the hand.
Okay.
So then I'm like, yo.
I squeeze my head if my head is hurting?
So then, Sheldon, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't see you squeeze your head once I stepped into the car.
I saw fingerprints in the side of your head.
Yeah, let's get it, man.
So then I saw your nail marks in your forehead. So then, and I'm like, yo, Shells, are you okay? You want me to lower the window? I asked if you want me to. I remember I tried stopping at a couple Rite Aids and shit.
Pharmacies. This nigga was on FaceTime the whole time.
So I was trying to drive my whip on FaceTime.
Yes.
That's cap.
That's not cap.
All right. Anyways,
I see you do that. I believe Sheldon.
Exactly.
Probably.
I believe
so. Okay.
But he could still see you squeezing your dome, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't, though, but. I'm not going to lie. I was going through it. I was in agony. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a migraine.
We're just painting the picture.
If you've gotten migraines, you know
what I've had.
That you were squeezing.
No, not a headache, a migraine.
And your leg was like shaking and tweaking. Anyways, we get these guys, and then fucking we're just on the way back home, and then, like, I just hear fucking.
We got to preface this by saying we told Sheldon before we went to Miami, like Julian told all of us as a group. He's like, yo, honestly, guys, like, we're going to have fun and shit. It's going to be a good time.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So, you know, that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Blake, just a heads up. Miami's not for everybody.
Yeah.
So we knew. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I know. So I'm like, oh, there's a chance that it might not be for me. And then like,
yeah. So made it clear that Miami's not for
so we're all aware of it. Yeah. Okay, so boom.
Miami migrate, you know?
So then I'm driving in the front seat, and then I hear ding, 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 ding. Light went on. I'm like, what the fuck? What? I see car door ajar. I'm like, what the fuck's
fuck? Holy, a jar?
What's a jar? You know? Turn back, and I hear, oh, fuck. And the car was, we were going, I was probably doing maybe, honestly, 60. I think I was doing 100.
Nah, you were doing like that.
60.
Wait, you're saying before you got us?
No, while you were in the car.
We're in traffic and shit.
No, nigga, the car wasn't moving.
Nigga, yeah, car, go with it. No, we're in traffic.
Oh, that's funny shit.
I was being stupid. I said we were in traffic.
But he would open up and fucking.
But we were doing like, you know when your foot's just off the gas and we're just rolling? We were rolling.
Okay.
So it's still a little hard and scary to jump out the car if you wanted to. A rough 20 miles per hour.
Yeah, you'll get scraped up and shit.
And all I'm gonna say is fucking someone in the car behind us definitely said, "Look, honey, look at him."
He saw someone in the car behind him saw a fucking head pop up four times.
And that was me.
He was holding his hat,
and I take yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
You look like the painter that fucking paints the fucking lines on a road.
Yo, honestly, he was yakking in short bursts.
Fucking up. And then,
yo, it's kind of interesting to see
Miami
how Miami
wasn't
throw
for
up
everybody.
Shit. Yo, and yeah, that's the end of the story. Like, so, I get it.
It's just quiet. And someone, I don't know who it was, someone was just like, bro, Miami's not for everybody. That was it. You had a good time, though, outside of that.
Yeah, I had a great time.
That's just not for everybody.
I was right back, you know?
He insists that Miami's for him, though. So
I can conquer Miami.
He was the first one to say, hey, let's go back. I'm like, Sheldon, I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Man. It happens, man.
Yo, Johan, sorry.
Quiet's different.
What was his seat positioning on your way to pick us up?
I can't remember. He was at a fucking high. I think that had to have been like a fucking 85 degree, maybe.
But he was sitting back, forwards
back
or
all back? The way back.
No, but backwards or forwards in the seat.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was fucking laying on his stomach.
He was laying on his stomach,
and his seatbelt was still on. I put his seatbelt on.
Where were his legs?
I flipped his fucking table.
His legs were on the fucking seat where you put your fucking bum. So he was curled up.
Oh my God, Sean.
Boy was so backwards with it.
Not for everybody.
I'm going to be honest.
If you're going, it's not.
I shouldn't have went on that car ride. I'm going to be real.
Bro, that's my thing. Like, once I got in the car, because, like, we weren't even staying that
town. You know what it was? It was just FOMO. Like, bro, I'm in Miami with the guys. I don't want to miss anything.
Bro, he was just picking us up. We're coming right back.
I know, but still.
Once I got into the car, and I seen him fucking sick, I'm like, yo, what the fuck's wrong with this nigga?
We did nothing crazy.
Like, why, did you force this nigga out?
Like, when I went to the whip, like, he wasn't doing nothing stupid yet. We're just like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? He starts yakking, like, bro, why did you come and stay home?
Yeah, I should have stayed home. Still,
we did nothing crazy, man.
Hold on, I should have been throwing up, nigga. I was fucking drinking and shit.
Yeah,
we had a crazy.
I was hungover.
Fuck.
Shout out the migraines, man. Shout out the migraine mafia, man. You guys know how it goes.
You get those on a regular thing?
It's been a minute since I've gotten one. Still,
jeez.
It's been a minute, but yeah, I my mom got them. I got them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wait, how long are you free from migraine?
Honestly, I don't know. You gotta ask my girl. She probably knows better.
It sounds like a long time.
Long time. 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I've been having headaches for 10 minutes and it's like, I'm all good.
I don't even get those.
Lucky. Oh, fuck, nigga. That's next level shit.
You're fucking Superman.
Unless someone cheeses me. Which is rare.
Yeah, y'all saw this nigga tormenting this mosquito. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a mosquito on the other side of some mesh. And he's like putting his finger there and mosquito's trying to like, suck his blood.
That's scary as hell. That's scary.
Yo, it's like on some thirsty shit. Look at this.
You see?
I wish we had a TV here. It's sticking his beak through the mesh.
Oh no, that's kind of scary.
He's hungry for that.
Bro, how do you fuck with a mosquito, though?
That's the most annoying nigga ever, bro.
That's a bit scary.
Yeah, that's scary. It's giving me anxiety right now.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, mosquitoes are out here.
Yeah, mosquitoes tore my ass up, nigga. When?
So what else?
The other day at Canada Day. Oh, yeah, how's Canada?
It did?
Yeah, it was fireworks and mosquitoes. You know how it is.
Yeah,
it
oh, yeah, cool. I was sleeping.
Yeah. You're sleeping?
Yeah, you didn't go. Yeah, I was sleeping. I can't. I just heard Jermaine come inside and I was sleeping.
Fuck. Damn. Should have went. I was tired. How was Shells, you were there. How was it?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Shout out to
Canada and shit.
There's a mosquito really in here right now.
Summer threw a great barbecue, man. It was good.
Yeah, it was crazy barbecue. Canada's sick and all, but like, I was pretty much there for the food and shit.
Yeah, the food, bro.
Yeah, what was the food like? You didn't bring me nothing back.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I ate it.
But you know,
it was crazy. I was afraid because like I went up to dude and asked him for a veggie burger, and I'm sure he gave me a meat burger, like a beef burger.
Yeah. And you clapped it?
No. Oh. So I ended up giving it to my girl. But like I didn't want to go back to him and be like, yo, I need a veggie burger. So I just starved myself.
Oh, you're being a scared
bitch,
dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Mm. But then like Moshe came up to me and he's like, brother, salmon.
Ooh.
And so I got crazy.
Wait, you're a vegetarian?
I'm pescatarian. You know that.
I swear to God.
Yo, it's fucked.
Since when?
Yeah.
Bro, it's just always the same thing. And I'm like, yo, fuck, I forget. It's Shell's like, I'm like, yo, Shell's going to go eat chicken wings? It's like, yo.
Pretty sure you're clapping Chick-fil-A that same trip.
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
So you're telling me if we go to Miami right now, you're not eating Chick-fil-A?
I'm not. I've been to Chick-fil-A and just had the fries.
Wait, but why are you pescatarian?
It started as just like, I want to do it. Like, it just started out. I felt like I wanted to clear up my skin too. Like, you know, fish is kind of better. Diet,
you look healthy.
You know? My man glowing.
Yeah,
you look clean.
Yeah, I have a couple, you know, a couple.
Bro, there's certain things I can't give up, nigga.
Yeah,
it's rough right now. I'm not gonna lie. Last like month,
he pulled me aside.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Pulled me aside of the barbecue.
Says, I'm hurting.
Yeah. Jermaine, how do you? What's your thing now? Like, what?
That's a fact, bro. I don't know. For some reason, I've been craving like a turkey sandwich, bro.
Bro, slap it.
Nah, bro.
Slap that.
Turkey specifically, though?
Turkey, which is weird to me.
That's something I would never clap, period.
Which is turkey?
And I eat meat and shit.
Like a deli sandwich, like turkey with like nice clubs.
You need that.
Oh, you've been designing that shit for months. Yeah, like, yeah.
You need the honey ham sandwich.
Nah, the honey ham joint.
Nah, no pork.
Bro, I can't give shit up. I wouldn't even try.
I think you could do it, to be honest.
I mean, I feel like I could, but I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro's been on some crazy diets and shit.
Yo, I don't think I'm better than anybody or any or people that eat meat are like worse
than
me. Like, no, I don't.
You fucking do.
I don't. Like I dead ass. I don't know. I'm I don't know if by the end of the year I'll still be pescatarian, to be honest.
Yeah, really? That's a good move.
Yeah. I'm trying to fucking eat fucking fish right now. I don't know why I said it like that. I'm trying to eat a fucking fish right now. Yo, y'all seen fucking Stranger Things yet?
No.
That shit,
yeah,
bro.
I started it.
I watched
the episode or two last night.
That's a lot. That's a lot of answers at once, but I'm just gonna say okay. The show.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it yet.
No, I haven't watched it. I'm watching Euphoria right now, though.
How's that?
Yeah,
really. Yo, that good. Shit is a lot.
Euphoria
that show is a little bit too good. Much for me, bro. It's a lot of penises in there.
Many in penises. It's a fucking penis
in
show.
In that one scene.
The whole damn show?
Nah.
Jermaine.
They're very open with penis showing.
Nah,
sure.
The one scene where.
Not that I'm homophobic or nothing that was, like that. It's just you're not used to seeing that. So I saw it. I was like, wait, what's going on?
It's on a TV, nigga?
Yeah, it was. It's a lot still.
Big Little Lies is where it's at if y'all watch that.
I've heard about that show. What is it about?
Bro, too many fucking shows, nigga.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad 2 or season.
Good show. Good
two,
show.
Huh?
Breaking Bad 2. They just teased Breaking Bad 2.
For real?
Yeah.
That's some real shit?
Yeah. They both.
Way too many tabs open.
Bro, I told you.
They're all dots, nigga.
But nah, because Brian and Aaron both fucking put out a picture of two horses and said soon.
Who's that?
Two horses? Aaron, two horses?
I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Oh, dude, me neither. Slipping, me neither. Yeah, I'm sweating.
It's fucking hot. Yeah,
there are beads of sweat now rolling down my chest.
I have to go home after this.
Bro, my ears are moist, nigga.
I can't do anything after this. I have to change because I feel fucking disgusting.
Oh, sometimes you got cancel plans because of sweat.
Yeah, bro.
Not allowed that.
Shit is real.
All you gotta do is go into a public bathroom, make sure no one's in the stalls, and grab a tissue and dab up. If y'all say you ain't never done that, yeah, a bunch of liars.
Yo, I had a friend that would like on summer days, this guy would just be walking, and this guy's like, yo, like, hold on. Yo, man, I'm chill. I have to go wipe my bum. I'm like, wait, oh, what you do?
Yo,
okay. You're real on this podcast. How genuine we be on this podcast?
I'm telling you, if y'all are going to say no, I'm going to call y'all and say you're a bunch of liars because I specifically know that it's some niggas at this table that Damn.
That voice is cracking, nigga.
Hold on, nigga. Don't reverse that shit.
No.
I know there's some niggas at this table that have done that before because we have a name for it and we've named it. So what? I know it. Wet beehole syndrome. We definitely named it. What is it?
Bro, what? Bro, it's a phenomenon, nigga. What? It happens.
I can't do this.
It's real shit. Google it right now. Open another tab. Wet beehole syndrome.
What comes up for that?
Yo. Hold on, yo. I can't.
Yo, what the fuck, bro?
Did it cancel the internet in this bitch?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wet,
oh.
What is wet brain syndrome?
No, wet beehole. Oh, it's a bee's dash hole.
Oh, bee dash.
Yeah.
Bee dash.
Do you suffer from polished anus? Polished anus
click
syndrome?
Click it, bro. Click it.
Yo, that's another name for it.
How to prevent sweaty and smelly butt cracks. This was popping up.
Yo, this is not even us being mature. This is more mature, nigga.
7 ways to get rid of swamp ass. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. That's what they be calling it. I've heard it before. I've heard swamp ass. Bro, yo. It happens, bro. You work out and you like play basketball in the summertime with your guys. What are you expecting to happen? Like, yo. Be dry there and sweaty everywhere else? Come on.
Let's be hose wet.
Fuck.
Bro, sometimes you got to stop and wipe.
So, what are you doing this
way? What?
Yeah, yeah. What do you do, bro? I'm personally asking you.
What do I do?
Yeah.
If it gets out of hand, I feel like it's disrupting my day and distracting me.
A fucking
from
shower.
My steps.
Bro, sometimes you're not in a position to shower. Sometimes you're at an X and shit.
So you guys are.
Yeah, sometimes you're at an X and
shit. Niggas
be
at the fair,
right?
My nigga.
Yeah, for real, right?
Yo, I think this is wiping your asses in Wendy's and shit.
Bro, stop faking it, nigga. Look
bro,
at me.
I am white. Yo, the thing is, when I do it, I level up, nigga. It's a level up. You should be happy for me.
I should.
Yo, that boy just wiped up.
You should.
I'm trying.
Bro, I'm good now. I'm good.
I'm better than you, nigga. Swamp ass nigga.
You're
bro, honestly, I know you're. I don't believe you.
Yo, call me out if I've ever done it before.
If you've never done it, you've definitely said, yo, damn, nigga, my shit. A piece of tissue down there would be sick right now.
I'm just really looking at this guy waiting for him to say,
yo,
it sounds appealing. It sounds appealing.
Yes.
It sounds appealing.
I don't remember. I can't recall a day I'm outside and I'm like, yo, hold on. Yo, everybody stop. I'm going to wipe my ass real quick and come back
outside.
Hold on,
it's so crazy. Like that, look, you're outside. Your head's sweating.
It's not crazy.
On,
I just said
that. Yeah, your forehead's sweating outside, right? What are you about to do?
Take a tissue on it.
You'd wipe the forehead, Julian, yeah.
All right, your beehole sweating outside. What
I
you about to do?
Replace forehead with beehole.
Yeah, I'll probably wipe my ass.
I'm not saying it stops me from what I'm doing in the day, but
I'm not saying
near a bathroom.
Crazy.
A bathroom's 10 feet away.
I just came up, but y'all cap it.
Oh, yeah, shit, what happened? How did shit come up?
Think Shell said he does it.
Yeah. No, is that how we started?
This is what happened in Miami.
No.
Shell's
no,
like,
no, no,
I think
no.
Shell's is asking us if we did
We're
it
too. We're not doing this. No.
Oh my God.
Bro, I'm mature as hell, bro. I'm so mature.
Holy shit. I'm not.
I'm mature shit.
Everything's
funny. I don't trust white boxers. I don't trust myself.
Yeah, never. We're just talking about this.
I don't think I've ever had it since I was like 4.
I don't get why they make them.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Just make me feel like shit, nigga. Like,
bro,
fuck.
Unless I'm
feel like immature.
That's nigga. One and done if I cop those.
Yo,
oh yeah,
that's one.
I legit have one white pair of boxers, and they're half day boxers.
I only wear them for fucking like when you're waiting for the rest of your laundry to dry. It's like, yo, fuck, I'm throwing these white.
And I don't sit down and shit.
Think about the moment when they get soiled. Yeah, I'm about to say that.
Done.
That's just done.
Yo,
take your first seat.
Clean, yo.
Yo, we gotta switch. We gotta talk about something.
This is mature. Yo, this is us being grown men.
I have a bro. Pair of white boxers.
I don't like wearing them always.
Acquired a
people
pair.
People listening are probably like, what the fuck?
Bro, no, niggas are relating right now.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah.
I see low key they're probably
but I can't be the only punches. 4 guys.
I thought y'all have food on the table and shit.
Oh, that shit ran out. Episode 3. Episode 3, we said, fuck the snacks.
Yeah. I got pizza coming. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I ordered it.
This guy.
What you got on that?
Who's that? What's wrong with this guy?
Did you just say that? I was looking down. Like, hold on. What the fuck? I was like trying to figure it out for a second.
I got a PJ's pulling up right
now. Right. Sure, man. How's Orlando with it, man?
Yeah.
Should I tell you, bro? I was filming Naked and Afraid.
Oh, shit.
I was in Costa Rica.
Damn, nigga.
Y'all don't believe me.
I don't, but I do at the same time.
I couldn't say nothing to NDA. I can only talk about it like since last week, so it's pretty convenient that I'm here now.
You know what the everybody's favorite story is? A lot of people have been coming up to me like, on the podcast. This is the guy.
What the fuck are you about to say? Oh, what story?
You know it. That's the story I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which?
What do you mean, nigga?
What? I didn't hear you say.
A lot of people
with the van. We need this, nigga. What's up?
A lot of people been coming up to me and saying like, "Yo, I love the podcast, man. Especially that story of when Julian almost killed you guys." I'm like, "Yeah, man." I was like,
"Bro, get the fuck over it." Bro, Nate, no one almost died. Were you in the car shows?
I wasn't there.
Bro, yo, no, if Sean was there, he'd legit scream.
Bro, nobody almost died. Nobody almost did anything.
Bro, it looked like we're coming, like we're the fucking surprise guests at a show with all the smoke around.
A new car.
You were fucking waiting for the smoke to clear.
Bro, it was close call. It was funny as shit, but yo, nobody almost
very,
died.
Very close.
Oh, so if someone asks you, oh shit, bro, you ever watched the OA?
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course. Good show, sick show. So that's your you're saying that's your near death experience.
What, yeah, OA? I didn't see that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that you almost died. In that
no,
car.
That's not a near death experience.
No, you gotta, yes. You
gotta, yo, honestly,
it is, but it's speed.
You gotta go unconscious. You didn't.
You don't have to die.
Yes,
so. For what?
A near death experience.
Oh, no. I wasn't trying to get
OA though, right?
I know, yeah, I wasn't trying to get that technical. That, I wasn't.
Oh, that's near. That's nearer to death.
Okay, yeah,
we're pretty near.
So saying that's your near. That's like y'all niggas almost died.
That's the nearest.
That's just not a death.
Okay,
that's just
not a death. Okay, okay.
Nah.
But yeah,
nah.
In my life, personally, yeah, that was my closest time.
Nah.
Oh, there was the other time we were driving in the truck with the left turn.
Nah.
Yeah, I
the time we were on the airplane funny. And my broski got trapped in the bathroom. That was a close call.
Holy shit.
That was a close call.
I can't even expose your broski like that, but that sort of was fucking call. Hilarious. Yo, I'm definitely gonna be that parent where someone's laughing at my kid, I'm gonna be fucking laughing too. So yo, chill.
Hold that, my kid. Yeah, honestly, you gotta hold that down.
I'm gonna laugh at you. It's so much easier to laugh than to be mad at shit.
It's easier.
It's harder not to laugh, nigga. Than to be mad at shit.
I mean, depends who you ask.
Damn, nigga, you good?
I be fucking, nigga.
No, I'm chill. Like,
nah, I don't fuck with that shit. I'll be mad.
You know what I mean? Like, if you just...
Yeah,
I feel like almost anything you could be mad at, you could probably laugh at. Not everything. A lot of things. You could laugh it off.
Sometimes when something's so fucked up, it's funny to me.
Yeah.
Yo, this is fucked.
Yeah, you just gotta laugh shit off. I'd be so mad all the time. So that's what happened on the plane. Different story, different time, though.
Your bro wasn't laughing, though.
Yeah, your bro. Yeah,
bro. Now he does. I brought it up to him the other day. He was laughing about it.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck then?
Yeah.
Nah, he's laughing about it. It's funny.
He was just in the bathroom, and then like he thought he was stuck, so he was like fucking smashing on the bathroom door with his shoulder like four times. So like by the third time in, we're like, oh, what the fuck,
bro?
And we knew it was his brother was in the bathroom, but then like to everyone else on the plane, it's probably like, oh, what the fuck is going on
in there? And the plane's in the air, bro, like full as hell.
Yeah. I imagine people were very scared, and then yeah, Justin's
but like airplane doors are kind of fucking hard to open. The bathroom doors are pretty hard to open,
bro. You know what's funny? I was on a plane here the other day and the guy got stuck in the bathroom, but like the plane was on the ground. And like you had to push and not pull, so he was you heard him fucking jingling the hell out of the door, and the flight attendant's like, wait, like just relax, I can open it. The guy's fucking frustrated, scared, trying to open it, and he comes out and he's fucking yelling at the flight attendant.
What was he saying?
The fucking door is stuck, yada yada. And she's like, sir, it says pull, not push. He's like, it doesn't fucking say that. Show me where it says that. And it says it, but it's like really scratched out. What?
Oh, that? No, it's just like illustrating.
Oh yeah, it says it's really scratched out, and he's like, he was embarrassed, so he got stuck. So plane door is hard to open,
bro. Hold that down, bro. You can't be mad at that shit. I'm like, man, y'all got me.
You was in that bitch.
I'm a dumbass.
My fault. Yo, honestly, if I got stuck, I wouldn't. I hate making scenes and shit, so I'd probably
down
fucking
and stay my ass in there till it's done.
Did they have a fucking seatbelt on the toilet?
No. If they don't, I'll just fucking stand up, put my hands on the ceiling.
I'm pretty much invincible after that point.
Go like this? Not in Kumo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but long story short, he was beating on the door and then he kicked it down and he kind of fell on the ground.
Everyone looked back. Yeah, he busted the
booted that shit down. Everyone's like,
everyone
fucking looking like, yo.
Snapped their heads back thinking we're about to go down. Yeah.
Bro, is your bro like claustrophobic or something?
Yo, he was just young.
He was young, bro. But shit, now he's just stuck in the airplane.
To kick it? I feel like I wouldn't resort to that.
You'd be scared as fuck.
Nah, man. I wouldn't. I would just keep knocking.
But he's like 5 years old, too.
Okay. All right, let me check and see what Kawhi is saying. Hold on.
Yo, I've been with Shells for 2 days in a row. He's been doing this for 2 days in a row.
That's a fact.
Did he say some shit yet?
He did not say anything yet.
Yeah, at this point, he's just fucking
trying to see what he's saying, but.
Fuck!
When's this coming up?
What? Monday. So we'll know by then, right?
Yeah,
we should know by then. You're not going to tell us on the weekend?
Yeah, he is.
Tell us on a Saturday?
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah, because tomorrow is like a pivotal day for like other teams, like in terms of like cap space and shit. Mm. Yeah, so that's why they want to know today.
It's but so
they
funny.
Said today, though. Yeah, they said they're going to tell us today. It's today. They didn't tell us.
So. Yeah, and it's funny because... people are like, it's just so funny to see like people make their own assumptions. Like, Kawhi's gonna tell us July 6th in the 6th that he's staying in. I'm like, shut your dumb.
Shut your dumb.
You wrong as shit. We were just talking about that shit. These niggas on TV just making guesses and just talking out their ass and being wrong.
If they're wrong, it's nothing but they're right. Bouchard bro, God, worst, you better man. Fucking bow to their feet.
Yeah,
and shit.
Bro. Like, imagine us just saying some that's crazy shit on here and Chris then like y'all running and go like, believe that.
Yep.
Bro, but to get paid and shit to do that and like,
I mean, you know,
because all the shit. Like, I was watching the finals from like in the States, obviously, and the American niggas was just trashing the Raptors every day.
Of course,
Raptors this, Raptors that. They can't get it done.
Yeah, hate to see
Kyle Lowry's trash. Everyone's trash. And then the Raptors won, and it's literally like, okay, so yeah, next season.
So the Spurs looking pretty good. You're not gonna get this chance again. Like, you know, it's just.
They didn't even talk about it. Like the next day, they showed a parade. Ooh, whatever.
And I was they showed like 2 seconds of it.
That's
like,
it. Like okay, now so LeBron James just fucking
got a haircut,
shot a basketball, and got a haircut. LeBron James fixed his hairline.
Bro, niggas be going in. Niggas be having papers on the desk and shit, fucking looking through their notes. The thing is,
I would love to do that. That must be such a fun job.
Jared papers. You don't have to be right.
Talking about sports.
You literally don't have to be right.
It's got
to
be interesting. That's it,
bro. I just got to be get.
Yep.
What's the one in Canada? Score?
Ooh. Sorry, Zion. A little break. Sorry, I'm watching Summer League.
Yo, score. If you're hiring, I'll come talk sports.
You know what I think is
and fun stuff.
Sorry, we got her. So, anyways,
quiet. Hurry up.
Why is Chris Boucher shit?
Bro, he just says the wildest shit, and, like, he's just wrong.
What'd he say?
The whole time, he's just talking about the Raptors and, like, this whole Kawhi shit. He's talking like he know, like, he don't have any connection to Kawhi, bro. You don't know.
That's the thing. They talk sick and make guesses and just hope they're right.
Exactly. Yo, I'd be totally fine if they just said, I think more.
Yeah, bro.
What I think is.
Yeah, what I hope.
Niggas be like, no, you gotta listen to it, though.
That word is Kawhi's going to the Lakers, and, like, hella, like, stats and shit and facts. And it's like, doesn't happen, then it's like,
Waste your time, my bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so how long are you watching this shit, nigga?
But then again, I feel like it's their job just to kind of like make shit up.
Yeah, they definitely
get the listening.
Television, then the day.
Yeah, gotta talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm hungry as fuck.
But yeah.
Yeah, man.
Where'd that pizza at?
It's supposed to be coming.
I can't believe fucking LeBron Anthony Davis, and they're sitting side by side with each other. Like, that's gonna be,
I'm not surprised by that.
And
Lonzo's there. That's dissing.
That's
dissing. Anyways, yeah.
It's too many fucking baby events.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Lonzo's on the Pelicans now.
Okay. This is team now. I think him and Zion are going to be sick. But I feel like some shit happened I wanted to tell y'all.
I went to too many fucking baby showers.
That's a fact.
You been going to baby showers lately?
Yes, bro. Nigga. You're not doing that in Orlando?
That's why I wasn't in Orlando. That's why.
Oh, you was in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naked and Afraid coming out soon.
Y'all look out for that.
That's too many baby.
A lot of people having babies.
Yeah. Shout out to the I wish I got your name, but I met a New York fan at that concert, and it was very New York. And it was just funny.
That was a voice note you sent? Jokes.
No, it wasn't that. But we were just talking a lot of shit, and he said he fucks with us, so shout out to you, my mans.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw a guy from New Jersey here yesterday, and I'm like, oh, you're here on 4th of July? He's like, man, I don't give a fuck. I hate
to keep it moving. All right, bet, nigga.
Yo,
man, I don't give a fuck. That's just how I feel about a lot of shit.
Y'all talking about that? Oh, me?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, man, I'm hungry. What y'all doing?
Man, what y'all on, man?
Sweating, that's what I'm on.
Yeah. It's so hot in here. I'm about to pass
it's very hot.
There's a gradient on my boxers.
I'm committed to this towel, though. But
I'm very hot and very hungry right now.
Yeah.
Bing.
Let's get the fuck up out of here, man. I know what it is, man. Let me look through my notes, man.
Shit.
Y'all got any last words for these suckers?
Yo,
let me look through my
notes. What y'all asked? I was thinking.
I'm going to just leave y'all with that.
Fuck, you know?
Mm.
Shout out to Kawhi, whatever happens.
Nah, but stay though, man.
But stay, like, though, you know?
Like, yo, it's okay, but like, yo, please.
Yeah, like, you know?
Like, do your thing, but yo.
I won't blaze you, but if you stay,
I'll be amped.
I'll fucking amp.
I'll scream in your favor.
Yeah, you know? So.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kawhi, you know?
Fuck. Okay, yeah. All right, so hold on. Let me talk to you guys about something before we get out of here. So I was in New York. This is I should talk about. Anyways, so then I was in New York.
Mike.
I was in New York. Yeah, I'm like, I was in New York and fucking, I was like on this fucking rooftop shit.
Okay.
And like, this girl was basically sitting at a seat where it's like, there's like six of us when we went out for drinks. So fucking, there's this girl sitting there. Ooh, got dunked on. This girl was sitting there with like 10 seats and there's only like her and this like next guy. And I started talking to her and because we made our way over there, like, yo, can we sit? We started talking to shit and then we're just like, yo, like, I don't know, just like, I guess, what do you do? You know what I mean? Just kind of making conversation and say, yeah, we saw your seat, respects or whatever. But then like, what do you guys do in a position where you feel like someone's about to say some like subtle racist shit, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel it coming. You know those ones where you know it's about, like, you know, like she's about to say some crazy shit?
That's different.
Streetcar. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though?
No. Give me an example.
Well, you know what's like, I never feel it coming, but yeah, I can look at someone and be like,
it might happen.
I won't be surprised.
Like, yeah, the shit she was saying, I'm like, yo, you're going to say
she getting close?
Something. Yeah, you're going to say something.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Like, she was there, and then she was trying to describe, like, why she felt Maria was Dominican or something like that. And she's like, oh, your features, you're like, and I'm like, yo, you're getting there. Like, yeah, you're on that line. But then, like, when she started talking to me and shit, it was just like,
and
she was
like,
yo, no. I'm saying, like, I felt like she was about to go there.
What's the word? Is it discriminatory? Is it discrimination?
Stereotypical.
Yeah,
she was drunk as shit, too. So I was like, I felt like she, yeah, I don't know. Like,
but you know what happens sometimes to me where it's like, you're in public. And it's like a stranger, like there's some kind of altercation around you.
Yeah.
And then like one of the people in the altercation kind of suck you into it somehow. And you just catch yourself saying, yeah, like, you know what I'm talking about?
That shit be happening to me.
Yeah. Where it's just like,
I'd be having the worst luck with just getting fucking called out of nowhere, nigga. Or someone's like really drunk, going on like a drunken rage in the streets for some reason, nigga. Yeah. They lock eyes with me.
Yeah. What the fuck you looking at? Like, oh shit, nigga.
No, I mean like that too, but sometimes like in agreement with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where like, it's
yeah,
like,
oh, am I right type of shit?
Yeah, where it's like, yeah, like, am I right?
Am I crazy?
And you have to say, yeah. You have to say, like, yeah, you're right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We was all in that position together. Yeah. I ain't even going to say it because it's like, you know what I mean? We're all in that position when we're in Chicago. We were all in that position where we're like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, we're eating dinner and then someone said some crazy wild shit. And they're like, can you agree with me, boys? I'm like, yo, no.
Oh, shit.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
We're eating dinner and like someone just said some like crazy shit. That I was just like, I did not
and
agree
we had
with.
To like.
And it was like,
you're right.
Oh, nigga.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
But
like,
it happens to me all the time. And like, you have to kind of say, yeah. And then you just fucking like slowly walk away.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I said, to be honest, sir.
Yeah. Wait, someone just gotta say yes. You're right.
So that's
I'm pretty sure I said.
Yeah,
I know we didn't say.
Yeah,
my mouth
with food.
It was a lot of like.
We didn't say no. Though. Put a whole plate in my mouth. I'm like, yo, it was a lot of answer that,
bro. Yeah, that shit happens to me all the time.
But that's what I'm saying. I was in a position where I'm like, yo, I feel like some shit was coming. She was about to say some crazy shit. Then her boyfriend was even fucking drunker than her, and oh man, it was just a mess. But hey, nigga, we needed them seats. What can I tell you, boy?
You know what it is, man. I hate when drunk people get touchy and shit. Like,
yeah. Bro, she was like touching Maria's hair.
Not trying to ruin
shit.
Your buzz, but yo, you're fucking
there
touching my face.
That's the reaction I'm looking for.
What the fuck? She's like, yeah, what kind of hair is this? No.
Bro, I'm like, yeah.
It's the one that's out your head.
That's when you get the Buck 50 program.
That's when you sign up for the Buck 50 program. Buck 50 program.
Have you heard about our Buck 50 program?
Yeah, but
in a second.
Oh, block. Anyways, yeah, y'all can sign out, man. Baby train this bitch.
Man, y'all didn't know what. Damn, I'm about to say one more shit, but I forgot.
I feel like a lot went on.
I'm about to say this. Shout out to the Brampton Transit because they got the Judge Tycho icon billboard.
Oh, they still up. The Judge Tycho promotion is still up. Yeah,
still up, bro.
She sent me a picture today. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm not reminding you guys to take it down or anything.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. They're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, shit, down.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's it, man.
I hope you guys are enjoying your summer, you know.
I hope you're not sweating as much as me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been sleep sweating a lot, man.
Yo, fuck. The sleep
it's
sweats?
Twice. I've never sleep sweated twice in one sleep.
Problem is like you sleep on a couch.
The couch, yes, especially, bro. But like, no, in my room, like the AC be on, and I'm like, I'm cold, so I stay under my blankets, and I wake up and I'm fucking sweaty, but I'm cold. Bro. And then I change and I go back to bed and I wake up and I'm fucking drenched again. Oh,
sleeping on the couch will do that shit with a bed. That's torture, I don't know. You sleep with a box? I sleep naked.
He was talking about that.
Naked and afraid, is that it?
Oh, yeah, he's used to it. I was training
for that shit. But even at home, bro, you should just sleep naked, like, and walk around the house naked and be more present with your life.
Yeah, nah, I
wait, when, nah, it's too when many people risks. Are present in the crib?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
If it depends on your relationships and shit.
To be honest, I feel kind of weird with my meetup when animals are around me. Like, if I'm home alone and then I was naked and then my dog's looking at me, I'm like, this still feels fucked up.
You feel like they're going to attack you? Or like
nah,
you
feel it feels wrong.
Like, there's a camera. Like,
and they know puppy. I'll pop. Yeah.
Like, no. They be staring at my piece and shit. I'm like, bro, yo, hey.
Yeah, Chico. Chill. A couple of times, like, Chico hit the one that he was like,
man, nah, bro, you should be naked more, man.
Yeah, my dog was barking at my dick one time.
Thought it was a fucking cattail. Yo, sign it out. Oh, sign it out.
Nigga, a cat jumped in the air one time. All right, let's go, nigga.
Yeah, Chico fell on his back trying to jump in the ground.
Nigga, what? Fell on his back?
You never see a dog fucking jumping and fall on his back?
No. Oh, no, I have.
Jumping kind of fucking high.
Yo, my dad got rid of our dog. She got rid of all of our pets. He bought all them too, which is fucked up.
Don't even talk about your dad and pets, bro. He might fucking incriminate yourself.
No. He didn't do anything.
Someone might go to the bed.
He didn't do anything bad. My dad... He bought pets and then he got rid of pets too. And we had a dog named Chico.
Oh,
and then like, he was a notorious one. Like, we love it's like our first dog. Second, nah, Tyson, dog. Tyson, Tyson, Tyson wasn't around for long enough.
We fucking both.
You know what I'm saying? But he got rid of Chico. And my dad used to always fucking get mad at Chico and shit. But, anyways, the other day he forgot his password and I changed it to I love Chico. I know, I miss Chico 2001.
But he just exposed his password?
Nah, I changed the date, nigga. It was 1998.
Wait, what?
What the fuck? I'm so lost.
I changed his password to I miss Chico, followed by a year. So every time he logs in, he has to fucking write I miss Chico, knowing that he fucking hated fucking that. That's funny. He was laughing a lot.
That's pretty funny.
And he's turning 50. That's what's going on tomorrow. 50. My man's turning 50. Yeah, my dad's turning 50. Hawaii 50. Jeez. We going crazy.
I got
my
extra fucking Halloween shirt. I mean,
Hawaii shirt. I do still.
Swing that.
I got you.
Yo, I actually have about one to be Hawaiian
shirt. It's either that or I'm wearing a straw hat.
That's perfect. So this episode may be late. This is what I'm getting at. I probably will be.
Yeah.
I'll be drunk till Tuesday. So
I think I have to be fucked up.
Yo, if my guts aren't on the fucking floor, then I didn't hardly
shit, bro. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm not doing all that shit.
Yeah, I didn't know what it is, man. Thank you guys for watching this episode or listening. Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel if you're watching. If you're listening. And listen to us on the iTunes podcast app. Drive 5 stars. Say something nice. We're also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. 4ye.ca. Crazy shit coming out. The pop-up was a great success.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for everyone that came up.
Fucking amazing. Met some cool people out there. And it's crazy now to like see people who like have been watching since they're kids and like they're now like fucking starting their careers and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blows me away.
Yo, someone hit me up and he's like, you remember me from the CNE? I gave you that free bear. Shout out my mans because I wanted that bear. He's like, I work at Honda now. If you need a Honda, let me know. Crazy discounts on Honda. So
check your email. Y'all didn't know what it is. So thank you for that. We got some more cool shit coming out too. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show. Yo, see man Jay and I'm out. Baby Trey out. The chocolate one out. Yo, Julie, man, leave Motor Cold real quick, man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.